Hello, Radio Land. Welcome. Hello, welcome to Milwaukee's very own Alex Barber. And we got a guest today. He's coming in on air to tell us a little bit about his interview. Thank you, Alex. We're just waiting on him. A little bit of this. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Adrian. Thanks for having me here today. Really appreciate it.
Well, I know we got a little time to get this interview in fast and to get off so you can go on to your next elected business venture. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing for the election in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and Adrian, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I am running in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for city comptroller for next spring's election. So the city comptroller, it's the financial watchdog for the city of Milwaukee. And it has some nuts and bolts duties for your listeners. That's some nuts and bolts duties in the city charter that it's supposed to do, like running payroll systems, producing some financial documents for the city. But even more importantly, it's a part of the policymaking discussion at City Hall. So what that means is it sits on a bunch of boards and commissions that make decisions for regular Milwaukeeans, like the Pension Board, Deferred Compensation, the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation Board, which is an organization that helps to craft economic policy here in Milwaukee. And it also sits on the Summerfest Board, and it sits on a committee called the Charter School Review Committee, which regulates charter schools here in Milwaukee. But it's a leadership position at City Hall, and it's a little bit quieter right now, but what I'm looking to do with this election is make it a position that's going to actually lead on policy here in Milwaukee.
Alex, I just want to know, what do you think about some of the things that's taking place as far as the budget for the train, the trolley and stuff like that? Can you highlight us on that a little bit?
I can, and I really appreciate it. The streetcar, a lot of it, the construction of it was funded through some federal funding. Long term, you know, the city is going to be on the hook for the operations of it and possibly any future expansions if there's not federal funding coming through. So that does present some issues, right, for the city of Milwaukee, because we don't want to be taking on any long term liabilities, right? But also, I will say this, that transit is important, and how people get around town is really important for us to be considering, you know. But I will say this, at this point, we can put a bus on a street in a cheaper way than we can put train tracks down. So I'm more of a fan of expanding the counties. If we're talking about transit and we're talking about expanding access to transit, I'm more in favor of expanding bus routes and expanding how the frequency of buses rather than laying track for a streetcar. Although I would say that if we do, you know, if there's a big push to expand the streetcar, I'm going to be advocating for that streetcar to be expanded into neighborhoods where people actually need to get to work, right? So like into the inner city, into River West, into the north side, into the south side. If it is going to be expanded, it needs to go somewhere besides downtown.
Is it true that I was watching on the news that they were saying that it may stay technically free for another couple months or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually, to my knowledge, in the city's budget, they've been able to secure more funding from Pottawatomie for the ridership to be free. That is the plan as of right now, to what I'm aware of. So, yeah, I do think that is true. And actually, I mean, you know, as far if we're talking about transit and free transit, I mean, that's actually one of the big positives of the streetcar, Adrian, is that it's free. I mean, I really do believe that, you know, the easier it is for people to get around, the better. And one way that we make transit easy to use is we don't charge people money for it, right? So that aspect of the streetcar I'm really in favor of. And I wish we could do that with the bus system in Milwaukee County as well. If we could offer the bus system for free, that would be good. There are cities in the United States that do offer free buses and free transit. Kansas City, I saw on Twitter, Kansas City just went entirely free public transit. So it's not a totally out of the question, but it just needs a matter of being budget priorities. But yeah, I think that they've secured more funding from Potawatomi to have ridership be free again.
Well, speaking of that, also, I know we got a lot of things coming up, like as far as Summerfest. What do you think about the budget tale for Summerfest? And do you think it's going to be bigger than next year?
Well, I would say let's hope it's bigger than next year, right? Because we should be expanding that festival. It's a great festival, and we should be expanding it. The thing about that particular festival, though, is let's make sure that that festival is actually bringing money into city government's coffers and not being an expense. So one of the things that's come up recently about Summerfest is the fact that there was hundreds of thousands of dollars in police costs for Summerfest that wasn't reimbursed to the city. So we want to make sure that the city is recouping costs and the city is actually making money, not just the economy of the city, but city government itself is making money off of a festival that's on city-owned property. So that's what I think about that. I mean, I hope that we have more festivals. I hope we can make it more accessible to people in Milwaukee. The comptroller sits on the Summerfest board, by the way. So this position does deal with that. And so that's what I think about that.
Let me ask you something now. You're a resident of Milwaukee. Which side of town do you represent? I just got to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Well, I live in River West. You know, so I'm a River West resident. I live on Fratney and Center. You know, I guess some people would call that the east side. But this is a citywide position, and I'm running to represent, you know, every Milwaukeean. But I will say the River West for life, though.
Well, you know, I was born and raised on the east side, so you know. That's why I had to call it out, the east side.
Yeah, exactly. It is east side, yeah.
Yes, sir. I know before we close, probably in a couple of minutes or so, do you see any future, I could say, characteristics for this Democratic convention that's coming in November? Because I know this is a big thing and it's the big talk of the world. And do you see us as the top point for Washington?
Oh, well, certainly all eyes are on Milwaukee. And I think the convention this summer that's going to be held here in July in town presents an opportunity for us to showcase what's going on in Milwaukee and really put it forward. Now, I want to make sure, though, that, and I'm going to be advocating for this as a city comptroller, that all that the benefits enjoyed from the convention go that are enjoyed by regular Milwaukeeans. So, you know, for example, if the hotel owners are going to be making a bunch of money, let's advocate for, you know, regular Milwaukeeans to see some of that, whether that's higher wages of the people that work at those hotels or higher wages for people that are serving the food to all the convention goers or you know, direct fees that we are assessing the convention goers to make sure that the city can recoup any costs that it has to put out for this. Because I am worried that the convention this summer is going to be, I'm very concerned that the convention this summer is going to be a drain financially on city government, and I don't want it to be that. I want it to be something that, you know, augments city government and benefits working people in the city. And sometimes conventions like that And events like that don't benefit working people. They benefit the rich. And I don't want to see – I want to see everybody benefited. But – and then, you know, as far as November is concerned, like actually winning the election, you know, Milwaukee is and I think this is to what you were saying, Milwaukee is a big focus for the turnout for the Democratic nominee. You know, yeah, I mean, Milwaukee is going to be key. Milwaukee is going to be key to defeating Donald Trump next fall, and which is super important. It's one of my top priorities is to make sure to help get Donald Trump out of office permanently and make sure that he doesn't win re-election. He's a terrible president. He's a disgrace to our country. We should be doing what we can to get him out of there. And so Milwaukee, yeah, during, I mean, Milwaukee is going to be central in getting that, getting Milwaukee residents out to the polls and getting them to vote Democratic in the fall is going to be really that's going to be the way that we defeat Donald Trump and stop him as a president.
You know, with this, with the, not to throw off the subject, but with this impeachment and stuff going on,
please,
I know
it's off the subject.
Okay, well, we'll go to the subject. We stick with Milwaukee. We don't want to talk about, you know, yeah, he's a brainer. Anyway, City Comptroller, we are proud to have you aboard. And we thank you for being one of New Spirit Punks Productions sponsors for this coming summer fest. We look forward to meeting with you in the future, in the near future, to meet and to plan and to be able to perform live out there at Summerfest as the year goes through. And we're proud to have you on board as our city comptroller running for office, and I'm sure everyone that's listening will vote Democratic. And we want to take over like we did Obama's year, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
This is going to be a successful year for you. I believe that you got a lot of prayers behind you. You got a lot of people rooting for you, man. Just keep up the good work. I'm just saying, just stay encouraged, man, and never give up.
Mm-hmm. I will. Yeah, thank you, Adrian. I really appreciate you having me on here today.
No problem. And this is New Spirit Post Productions CEO AJ Fresh. It's your host, Monica McGee and Jennifer Lowry in the absence. I'm my co-host. You guys have a blessed, wonderful weekend. Don't get caught in the snow. I hope it doesn't snow. It's beautiful out there right now. It's about 40-something degrees, maybe 41, 45 degrees. And you guys keep on trucking. All right. Have a blessed, powerful weekend. And we out of here.
Fast, he had to slow my roll, out of in control, next episode, now look here, see when you think about when everybody counts you out, see he the only one that probably really helps you out, I'm talking from experience, you hearing this?